Welcome to Sling Stones, a podcast with insights for the Christian journey. And now your host, Terry Wardle.
I want to take you back today to the liturgy of our little United Methodist Church, one time a Methodist Protestant church in the village of Gastonville, Pennsylvania. Remember that? Less than a half a mile from our home, one store, one post office, one church, one elementary school. Oh, there was another Oddfellows Hall that I never understood what that meant, but that was also in our little village of Gastonville. Now, we already talked the last time about the importance of invocation, the lighting of the candles that symbolize the coming of the Holy Spirit, always present with us, and then that prayer invoking the Holy Spirit's presence. I hope that you've spent some time integrating that liturgy, work of the people, into your life since we were together last. I have. And I think it's very important that you consider this daily, circumstantial, situational act of liturgy in which you recognize the Holy Spirit, welcome the Holy Spirit, and invite Him to be ever present in power in your life. Well, today we're going to talk about another act of liturgy that happened in our church and see if there isn't a way in which we can integrate it also into our day-to-day lives. So right before the sermon would take place, there would be a time in which the congregation would present its tithes and offerings. Now, in our tradition, what would happen is there would be a little background music, maybe even a special song. And as it was happening, the ushers, who in our case were always men, would go through the pews handing out brass plates in which people would present envelopes and also money that would eventually be given to the Lord as a tithe and offering. The ushers would go up and down the rows very seriously, very solemnly. And then after all the offering plates had gone all the way from the front clear to the back, two ushers that were designated as head ushers, of course, would take those plates and they would walk them forward. But they wouldn't begin to walk them forward until the organist began to play the doxology. Now remember, doxology simply means a liturgy of praise to God. And so in this particular case, it was a response to God's self-giving. God had been so generous with us. He had done so much to provide all of our blessings. Now people begin to sing the song of doxology to the Lord. Now, the doxology has a very specific set of lyrics. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Now that sounds rather Ignatian, doesn't it? You see, St. Ignatius in the Prayer of Examen used to say that every single day God's people should remember and give thanks for blessings great and small. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. It's a recognition that we live, we have our being, we breathe in God, and that God is a loving God, and He is the one that provides the sunshine and the rain. He is the one that provides the wind, the air, the earth upon which we walk, all the fruits, all the food, all coming from God. And so the first part of the doxology is just that, a recognition, if you will, of our need to give praise and honor and thanks to God. And then it says, pray God from all, whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. This is similar to when Jesus said, even the rocks will cry out. There is so much when we're truly focused on God to give Him praise for. And so we praise God in our doxology, all creatures here below. And that's certainly me, and that's certainly you. And we're not just creatures. We are sons and daughters who've received redemption in Christ. He crossed the universe for us. And so God is encouraging us to give thanks and to give praise. Now, the next line of the doxology is, praise Him above, ye heavenly host. That's a look into heaven. There's passage of scripture that comes in the book of Revelation where it says that 10,000 times 10,000 angels sing glory to Christ around the throne as the elders lay down their crowns a great praise meeting for all that God has said and done. That was for us. And then it says, praise Father, praise Son, praise Holy Ghost. Now, of course, this part of the doxology is being very specific, giving praise to the Father, who is a God of love, whose nature is love, who has created all that is and who has wooed us back to himself. Praise Son, Jesus Christ, who came that we might be forever redeemed. And praise the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, we refer to him today, in order that we can live our lives with his presence. And then the final word is, of course, Amen. Congregation always sang in harmony that great Amen. And you know, Amen means so be it. So be it that God's children and all creatures here below give praise for all the blessings that flow and give praise for the nature of the Father and the nature of the Son and the nature of the Holy Spirit. Now, I go to church. And not only that, I often visit churches. And to be honest with you, I miss giving offerings and followed by praise. We were just at a church in Colorado, a good church, but they don't give offerings. They think it's somewhat offensive to ask the congregation to, you know, pass a plate and to give offerings on a Sunday morning. So they simply let them do it online or in a little box in the back, or there is a kiosk out in the reception area, and people can give that way. Well, I understand that, but I think they're missing something. They're missing the opportunity for the offering to be a response to God's self-giving. I think that's very, very important, that God is thoroughly self-giving, and that what we end up doing is responding to his self-giving with great praise, with the singing of the doxology, a liturgy of praise. Praising God for blessings great and small. Praising him, all creatures. Praising him, even the heavenly host. Praising Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Again, and forgive me, but I have to admit I read a lot of St. Ignatius and I'm quite moved in my own spiritual journey by him, that he says that we were created for praise, for love, and for service. And it always begins with praise, giving thanks for blessings, great and small. Now, some time ago, we talked about how important it is that you have a, if you will, a thanks journal. A journal in which you make several entries every day for all the things that you are thankful for. A thanks journal is a great way to lift our spirits. And you'll remember me saying to you that gratitude is actually a natural antidepressant. That I read that in an article on neurobiology. Gratitude makes a great difference in our lives. You also may remember, if you listen to the series called Ring, Run to the Light, Imagine Prophetically, Notice, Give Thanks, that giving thanks is one of the ways that we move out of that downward spiral into a journey of desolation and descent, and allow ourselves to be lifted up into the Lord. I was listening to a song today as I was driving, and the song talked about how God inhabits our praise. God manifests his presence in the midst of our praise. Isn't it important that we praise God? That we lift up our words of thanksgiving to him? That we're specific to comment back on all the wonderful blessings that God brings us, great and small. Okay, so here's the challenge. I wonder if you'll try to find a practical way to several times throughout the day give your own doxology, your own liturgy of praise to God. On the one hand, inviting the presence of the Holy Spirit. On the other hand, giving him thanks for all the wonderful things he does. Even in trials, in difficulty, there is reason to give praise. That's one of the reasons the Apostle Paul wrote in 1 Thessalonians about the Thessalonian church, that in fact, they were people who, even in the midst of great suffering, experienced great joy, which means they were able to find reasons to give praise even when difficult times were coming their way. Now, I admit this is a short little series, but I think it's something important for us to begin to embrace these simple disciplines, simple acts of liturgy into our day-to-day life. I think it could make a difference. I'd love to hear from you as to whether or not you've done it and what level of difference it has made in your life. Invocation, come Holy Spirit, energize us, be with us, empower us. Doxology, a liturgy of praise to God for all the blessings He gives us, great and small. I encourage you, go to the psalmist. You'll find many psalms in which the psalmist writes praise to God for all that He has done. Will you try it with me? Will you embrace doxology as a part of your day-to-day life? I hope you will. And may God bless you. Don't forget, we have resources on our website, Facebook page, and a lot of seminars coming up. I hope to see you there. God bless you.